Hi everyone in Audio Boo Land, it's Monkey Boy here, and today's boo is a kind of, I've got to thank Kaz for this one, because she was in the bath last night, and she came up with this idea that, it wasn't an idea, I think she just had a train of thought. And she kind of told me, and we had a bit of a discussion about it. I thought, this would be a great thing to pass on to people, especially people that are perhaps not going through the best of times. And it might offer some comfort and encouragement. So, the idea is, I'm sure you've heard of the ripple effect, you know, whereas, you know, you throw a stone or a pebble into a pond or a lake or whatever, and you see the ripples radiate outwards, and so it affects the whole of the area. Well, most of you will know by now, and you'll just have to accept that this is going to contain mistakes and fluffs and all the rest of it, because I'm just kind of talking off the top of my, well, not off the top of my head, I'm just talking straight from my heart. So, you know, you'll just have to take it as it comes, and if it bollocks is up, that's fine. If it doesn't, that's fine too. As most of you will know, I lost Dawn in 2011, September, so it's just over 2 years now. And I just, now that, and it was a horrible, horrible, horrible event, and there isn't a day that I don't miss her. But I just want to take you through a chain of events and a chain of consequences, and these are just the consequences that me and Kaz have been able to come up with. There are obviously consequences that we can't see and that we don't even know about. So I'll take you through some a few of the events that have happened since, and these wouldn't, or should I say, it'd be very, very unlikely that these would have happened if Dawn hadn't died. So, Dawn dies in September, okay? At the end of October, I contact Team FM, do an audition, and get back into internet broadcasting. Now, that's something I wouldn't have done if Dawn had still been here, because I wouldn't have needed the distraction. I'd got other things to do, I'd got a job, etc., etc., etc. If I hadn't started internet broadcasting, there's a whole load of people that I wouldn't have, you know, become in contact with. So there's Brian, Lulu, Mark Ellis, Kay, DJ, Linda, Janet, a whole host. If I've missed out your name, it's not that I've missed out your name. I just wanted to give you an example of some of the people I've been put into contact with as a direct result of starting internet broadcasting. So I wouldn't have taken up internet broadcasting. Music and Firelight as a show concept wouldn't have existed, because the idea at the time was a tribute to Dawn. It was a kind of carrying on of the spirit of sharing of the music that we have. So that wouldn't have happened. Moving further on, I wouldn't have had to have time off work, which subsequently resulted in me leaving Sitecell, the company, who I'd worked for 5.5, 6 years, which wouldn't have given me the idea of doing life coaching as a career. Now that's still, you know, that now, and that's still in its, you know, that's still in its embryonic state. That's still being born, if you like. So who knows where that's going to lead. I wouldn't have started talking to Kaz, and as a consequence, we wouldn't have met and got involved in the relationship we've got involved in. Because I met Kaz, and she gave me the confidence to start traveling around again, getting on trains, because I had to get on a train to go and meet Kaz, and thinking that there might actually be a life outside of the 5-bedroom house and swimming pool that I was living in at the time. As a consequence of meeting Kaz, now this is where it starts to get big. It's the ripples get bigger the further they radiate outwards. As a consequence of meeting Kaz, and as a consequence of being on Twitter and meeting Kaz, I get Steve Wickets involved in Twitter. Okay. We both start talking to Claire Randall. And all the things that have happened with Claire and Steve and Steve and Louise now and Claire and Paul Hopkins since. So that's another effect. I don't know what's happening on you know, outside of that circle. Also, as a result of talking to Kaz, I am put back in touch, in proper touch, with my Uncle Jeff and Helen, because Kaz went to see Lionel Richie with them just a little bit more than a year ago. So we went up to Birmingham. That wouldn't have happened. As a result of going up there, we were invited up again. Kaz met Mom and Stan. In March, earlier this year, we move up to Birmingham. We go to the Recharge Day, the BC Recharge Day, and meet a host of lovely people. I do the Broadband Consciousness course in July. Meet a whole host of just wonderful, wonderful people who I now consider part of my extended family. We have Ashley, Bridie, Kirsty, Martine, Nadine, and obviously Richard and Liz, and the people that we saw during the week. As a result of me doing the Broadband Consciousness course, Kaz does the Broadband Consciousness course, and now she's in touch with the people that she was doing the course with there. As a result of that, we've just taken 7 people to the last Recharge Day. So you've got my mom, very unlikely, I've got to say. She's not easily taken in, she's not easily influenced, she's not gullible in the slightest. Isabel, Inez, Kay, Darren Harris and Sultan. So we go to the Recharge Day. As a direct result of that, they all want to do the Broadband Consciousness course. In fact, my mum is doing it in January. She's already signed up. She's doing it in January. All of the others that went with us want to do it. I'm just trying to think of some more. There are other people that I'm in contact with on Facebook and Twitter that have expressed interest in BC. I'm going to say BC because it's easier to say than Broadband Consciousness. I'm currently talking to Richard about ideas expand BC and get more people involved in it in terms of, you know, people who can't necessarily afford the whole cost of BC. So we're looking at like ideas of, you know, how to get sponsors and, you know, perhaps running groups for specific types of people like VI groups, etc. I mean, that there's nothing concrete there at all. So please don't take that as something that is going to happen. It's just something, just ideas being kicked around. I feel like a totally different person now. In essence, I'm still the same. I'm still the same monkey boy. Choo Choo wouldn't have happened. And Choo Choo has made lots and lots of people smile and lots of people happy over the last, you know, year and a half. Oh, crikey. And So my point is, something so tragic has had such an incredible impact. And this isn't indirect. This is an absolute... None of this would have happened if Dawn hadn't died. And I'm going to leave that with you, because to me, that is just pretty fucking mind-blowing. Please excuse my French. That is pretty mind-blowing when you think that something so tragic, so sudden, and something at the time that you think that shouldn't have happened. If you believe in that kind of thing, one might say it was supposed to happen. That had to happen so that all this other stuff could happen. That's incredible. I'll leave it with you, and enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll enjoy watching that ripple effect keep radiating outwards and see just where it leads. Take care. Bye-bye.